This is 88.3 WLIW-FM local news. I'm Michael Mackey. New York Democrats and Republicans will choose their 2022 nominees for governor in today's primary election. The Democrats will also be voting for a lieutenant governor. Voting began at 6 a.m., and the polls will remain open statewide until 9 p.m. Meanwhile, Governor Kathy Hochul and legislative leaders were finalizing an agreement yesterday to amend New York's concealed weapons permitting process, adding 15 to 20 hours of training, incoming live fire practice, for example, when the New York State Legislature convenes on Thursday. Yancey Roy reports on Newsday.com that lawmakers are planning to return to the state capitol for a, quote, an extraordinary session to address a U.S. Supreme Court decision last week striking down the state's century-old concealed carry law. The court effectively said New York's criteria for issuing permits was too subjective. In reaction, Governor Hochul and leaders of the Senate and Assembly were planning to change the law in two major ways, adding some objective requirements such as a minimum amount of training and a background check, and detailing a list of sensitive areas such as public transit where concealed weapons would be outlawed. Some of the terms being discussed include live fire training, which the state does not mandate now for a concealed weapon permit, a source said. Applicants also might be required to complete an in-person interview with a licensing agent. The Supreme Court struck down a New York law in the books since 1913 that placed limits on carrying guns outside the home. A rally being staged in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on Friday overturning Roe v. Wade has been scheduled to take place outside the New York State Supreme Court building in Riverhead tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the rally, touting women's rights and reproductive freedom, is being organized by the Democratic committees of the five East End towns and will feature a number of elected officials, including Assemblymember Fred Thiel Jr., County Legislator Bridget Fleming, Southampton Town Supervisor Jay Schneiderman, and town council members from Southampton and East Hampton towns. The rally in Riverhead tomorrow evening at 5:30 will be on Griffin Avenue in front of the courthouse steps. Meanwhile, New Yorkers are heading to the polls today to vote in the primary contest for governor, lieutenant governor, and state assembly. Polls opened at 6 a.m. and will remain open statewide until 9 p.m. In the Democratic gubernatorial primary, Governor Kathy Hochul is attempting to earn a full term in office. The other candidates challenging her are New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams and Congressman Tom Suozzi, a Democrat from Nassau. Democrats will also be voting for a lieutenant governor candidate. On the other side of the aisle, Congressman Lee Zeldin, a Democrat from Shirley, Long Island, former White House staffer Andrew Giuliani, businessman Harry Wilson, and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino will compete in the Republican contest for a gubernatorial nomination. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. And I'm Michael Mackey, inviting you to become a contributing member of our East End Public Radio station. With all that is going on in our world today, it's more important than ever to get accurate information. WLIW provides our community a unique blend of news and public affairs programming. Plus, we have several cool gifts you can get in return for your gift to your local listener-supported public radio station. We are listener-supported, dependent upon your support. So please do become a contributing member or renew your membership by joining us online at wliwfm.org. That's wliwfm.org. Or by calling 800-262-0717. That's 800-262-0717. Already a donor? Please consider increasing your monthly donation level by a few dollars or more, or by making another single donation now. All listeners who make a single donation of $120 or a monthly sustaining donation of $10 a month will receive a choice of our popular large tote bag or pair of coffee mugs, our beach towel, or our brand new 17-ounce double-walled stainless steel thermal bottle in beautiful gloss white with our handsome WLIW logo. Plus, you will receive membership in our sister public television station, WLIW, and that includes Passport to PBS programming. Donate online at WLIWFM.org. And thank you ever so much for listening on this beautiful morning.